Hello and welcome to this week's Innovation Forum briefing. I'm Ian Welsh. We're well into our spring conference season, which continues this week with the Sustainable Apparel and Textiles Forum in Amsterdam. Full details for attendees coming up. And then at the end of next month, we have the next in our Future of Food US conference series in Minneapolis. More on that to come shortly. First, though, is Innovation Forum's Savannah Razak with some detail on the next in Innovation Forum's free to attend webinar series.
On April 25th at 2 to 3 p.m. CET, Innovation Forum and Yara International will be hosting a webinar on the role of fertilizers in regenerative agriculture. Today, I'm here with Marina Ettel, Director for Funded Projects and Regenerative Agriculture Business Intelligence at Yara International. So, Marina, what is the purpose and ambition behind this webinar?
Hello, Savannah. Nice to be with you and to inform what we are doing in preparing ourselves to responsibly feed the world and protect the planet. What is Yara's mission? For the discussion, I think we are elaborating about how we are working on our solutions, how to act best according to climate change, and as well, according to all the political and all the other crises we are facing at the moment. And obviously, we cannot achieve this all alone. We possibly do not know all the answers yet, and we need the collaboration with all the stakeholders along the food value chain. That is also including the society, of course, also politics for the legal framework. And if I think about the EU that during the Green Deal is saying no one will be left behind, this will be a challenge, especially for smallholder farmers, for instance, for agriculture in developing countries. This brings us finally to the big question, how to finance the transition. And so far, all input is welcome.
And what are you most looking forward to hearing on the upcoming webinar? And what are you hoping to take away from it?
I would say for us, it is pretty clear that we want to grow a nature-positive food future, but we want to avoid the land use change, which is leading to more and more emissions. And this is, of course, to be avoided. So it needs to be decarbonized. We are looking into regenerative agriculture, a science and outcome-based approach. We want to achieve a sustainable farming with possible practices, which is to be investigated regionally, I think. This includes climate as well as soil health, as well as resource use efficiency, and not to forget about biodiversity and also prosperity. So this is all included in that approach. We want to elaborate how this all can come together. What brings us to the conclusion that feeding the world will not be possible without fertilizers? This is then the big question. What kind of fertilizers are we talking here, and how to produce them, how to apply them on the field? How can we achieve a precision farming for the future to avoid emissions? For this, I think it's very important to exchange with all the other actors, how to collaborate, and also to find the right timing for actions. And for us, still, food security will be key.
Definitely. It's going to be a very interesting webinar, and we welcome questions from the audience as usual. The webinar is free to attend, so please do sign up via the link in the podcast description. And if you're not able to attend during this time, please do sign up anyway, as you can get an email for the recording once it's available. Thank you, Marina.
Very welcome.
Innovation Forum is on the road this week, with the team being in Amsterdam for this year's Sustainable Apparel and Textiles Conference. To hear how it's all coming together, I caught up with Head of Conferences, Hannah Holmari. What should delegates expect?
They can expect a full house, that's for sure. I'm really excited to announce that we have sold out the event. We're going to have over 60 expert panelists in the room, 370 attendees. So the next few days will be packed with discussion, debate, and of course, many new connections.
Are there any logistics for those that are attending? Anything that we need to know?
This evening, we're running pre-registration drinks at the lower bar at Hotel Casa. So we'll be running a happy hour from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. Come by and pick up your badge and meet some of your fellow attendees. And of course, by picking up your badge this evening, you can skip the queues tomorrow morning. Also, we are using an events app this time round. The event will be entirely paperless, so no agendas, no attendee lists handed out on the day. Instead, all of this you can access in the app. You can also use this to sign up for the fifth room sessions. These are the only sign-up required sessions, but you do need to secure your place for these. So download the app if you haven't done so yet.
And the fifth room sessions are, of course, our very off the record sessions that we run in parallel with the breakout sessions, where there are no panelists. It's just come along to those if you want to have a really off the record discussion around some of the really difficult challenges that are facing the sector. The entire conference is held under the Chatham House rule, so everything is off the record, but we have these very specific sessions where it's very off the record to have the right kind of conversations that help everyone going forwards. All right, Hannah, what are you looking forward to in particular?
We have over 35 sessions we've put together, so I'm really looking forward to just hearing all the fantastic insights and learnings that our panelists have to share, as well as the audience. And then, of course, just looking forward to meeting everyone in person. I think there's always such a great buzz at this event. You know, so many passionate and interesting people under one roof. Just really looking forward to the next 2 days.
Thanks, Hannah. It'll be a great event for sure.
Thanks, Ian.
At the end of May, Innovation Forum will once again be in Minneapolis for the US leg of our Future of Food conference series. To find out about some of the new features for this year's event, I spoke with Emily Heslop. How's the event coming together?
The event's coming together really well. We're just under 6 weeks out, so we're all going to be convening in Minneapolis at the end of May, and we've got some fantastic lineup of speakers, some really great attendees, and we've got a big mixture of formats that we're incorporating this year, the addition of the other room, the fifth room, which is even more Chatham House rule than before. We call it Chatham House Plus, which is going to be a really fascinating discussion, which is sign up ahead of time, so more details to follow on that. And then we've got roundtable workshops on the afternoon of day two, and we've got our regenerative farm visit on the Tuesday 28th, starting day zero ahead of time with boots on the ground, looking at the practical realities, what it looks like to implement certain regen practices on the farm level.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the farm visit very much. Anyone who's attending the event, of course, can sign up for that. Are there any sessions at the event that you're looking forward to in particular?
There are loads of sessions across the 2 days, but just to pick out a couple that I'm particularly interested in, we've got public-private partnerships and blended financing and how that can really be scaled on the morning of day one. And then on the afternoon, we've got a range of different breakout sessions. And one that I'm particularly interested in is the next generation farmer empowerment. So looking at how we reinvigorate the next generation of farmers and some practical examples of empowering, engaging, and looking at filling that labor challenge shortage we've got at the moment.
All right, let's take the first then, the public-private partnerships and blended financing session. What can you get from that in particular, and who's taking part?
In the US, we saw a huge injection of public financing capital through the USDA Climate Smart Commodities grant funding in the recent years. So really looking at the impact of those grants on the agriculture sector and looking at the lessons that can be learned from that funding in the wider global context of climate resilience. We'll be talking about some practical examples of blended financing that work at scale. In terms of the speakers we've got confirmed, Jess Newman, the Senior Director of Ag and Sustainability from McCain Foods, is joining, and they've got some interesting stories about collaboration with Farm Credit Canada, looking at offsetting interest payments for farmers when in that transitionary period when adopting regen practices. We've got Laura Zatkowski, the USDA and Natural Resources Conservation Service Sustainability Programs Lead from CIBO Technologies, who's got some really interesting insights, having worked in the sector for a number of years. And then finally, Zach Ducheneau, who's the administrator of the USDA Farm Service Agency, administering those loan programs and working across the entire ag value chain with different farmers and ranchers across the US.
Certainly in the US context, the where the funding's coming from, it's really interesting conversation right now, a really interesting impact of regulation from the federal government and then the state level as well. Looking forward to that session in particular. And then you mentioned next generation farming. Who's speaking on that session?
For that session, we've got Billy Gascoigne, who's the Director of Agriculture and Strategic Partnerships at Ducks Unlimited. They work very closely with farmers on the ground, looking at conservation agronomy, but also land ownership, land rights. And one of the programs they've been engaged with in recent years is flying farmers to DC to really meet with those congressional representatives to bring those voices to the forefront of these discussions about agriculture policy and that perspective. And then we've got Leah Wolf, who's the Senior Manager of Sustainability and Mission at Simple Mills, who's bringing that corporate perspective where they work quite closely with National Young Farmers Coalition with a specific focus focus on young BIPOC farmers, helping them with land access and that advocacy training and policy perspective as well. And that's going to be moderated by Jean Lam, who is an amazing fourth generation rancher from Oklahoma. So that sits within our Farmer First track. So all of those sessions in that breakout track are going to be chaired by people who've got lived experience of working on the farm level, who can really ask the difficult questions and understand the practical realities and challenges of all of the topics we're really talking about there.
I love the fact that we've really gone farmer-centric for this event. Lots of farmers going to be involved in the conversations, which is going to be really interesting for everyone else in the room. In the past, we've always talked about there being a lack of farmer voices. Well, this year we've really tried to get farmers involved and get them in the sessions and providing the insights that's going to be so useful for everyone else. Why can our listeners get involved? There's still some tickets available, aren't there?
Yeah, we still have some tickets available. So on the conference website, you can register for tickets there. And we currently have our final discount deadline. So if you register ahead of Friday, the 26th of April, you can save $200 on the price of your conference pass. We do recommend, obviously, joining as a group. We've got a number of sessions running concurrently, especially on the afternoon of day one. So if you are a team of three or more interested in joining, do reach out to me directly via email. You can find my email on the conference website because we do have group booking discounts available there.
Okay, well, there's still opportunities to get involved. But Emily, I'm looking forward to the event very much.
Yeah, really looking forward to it. See you in Minneapolis very shortly.
Full details on the upcoming Innovation Forum conferences and webinars are on our website. If you are at the Sustainable Apparel and Textiles Conference in Amsterdam this week, do come and say hi. But that's it for now. We'll be back on Thursday with this week's podcast and some reporting from the event. However, for now, I've been Ian Welsh and goodbye.